97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. I'm Bo Matthews along with Mark Cox and Carl Middleman. And this segment is brought to you by Razorback Armory. Razorback Armory is not just a gun store. They're a gun concierge. And if you've never been, I'd encourage you to go into their store, Into Pair on Manchester Road, to meet Jesse and Brad. If you're looking for something specific, an accessory, a certain firearm, they can take care of all your needs. Check them out online at RazorbackArmory.com and just tell Siri, hey, take me to Razorback Armory, and it'll show up in your maps. This segment, we are going to be talking about fish, and as part of the Two Rivers Family Fishing Fair on Saturday, June 10th, we have Dave Emerson, Big Fish Emerson. He's a trout farmer and the vice president of Crystal Lakes Fisheries Family Trout Farm, Douglas County. And it's the number one ranked county for aquaculture production in the state of Missouri. Welcome to the program, Mr. Emerson. How are you?
Howdy, howdy. Good morning. Doing great.
Good to have you on here. Yeah, absolutely. How long have you been involved in the trout industry, the trout farm industry?
I was born in 1953, and the first telephone was 6 miles up the dirt road from the trout farm.
Wow.
Dad bought the place in 1950, and they got to the phone and called all the neighbor ladies and the friends, and I was born in the neighbor's house.
So, well, so you're in literally your entire life.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally.
The spring, the whole thing goes around the spring. After World War II, Dad stayed in the Philippines for a little while and fly fished over there. So he came back into the States and looked on the West Coast. We were a Kansas City family, and a mail carrier said, hey, there's a big old fish farm down there on the ghost town of Larissa. Larissa had the post office was only with horse and wagon in the ghost town.
Wow.
So there's nothing left of the ghost town. And my daughter's name is Larissa, but it still shows up on the map when you're in Douglas County. We're about 35 miles from the Arkansas line, right kind of east and west, middle of the state. But the spring flows 10 million gallons of water a day, 7,000 gallons of water a minute. And there's room to have a trout hatchery there. And so Dad bought it, went to the courthouse, and then we grew up here, and my brother and I, we both came back in the late 70s, and he stayed in the reserves, lieutenant colonel. He's all business, does it, everything, works really hard, and we've worked side by side for, 40-some years now.
Wow. Well, that's what a great story. And, you know, I think for most of us, like when I've gone to Branson, for example, I went to visit the hatchery down there that sits near the dam.
Shepherd Hills, you bet.
Yeah, and it's fascinating to me, but I don't know that I've ever been to a family trout farm. Give people an idea of what all goes into raising these trout. You raise them from hatchlings, I imagine?
We have our own brood stock. We actually have our own strain. We've been DNA'd so that they can tell if it's our fish that are wintering. Because we can go up to 800 to 1,000 miles one way. We've got 10 wheaters. We can haul 4,000 pounds of trout. We actually took trout to 47 state parks in the state of Illinois this year. And some of them get 100 pounds. Some of them get 500 pounds. Some of them get 3,000 or 4,000 fish. And it just depends on whatever they need. Now, these kids' trout fishing ponds that we do, and you'll see those at the boat shows and so on and so forth, and there's different people that do them. And I've got a little 3,000-gallon circular pool. I can fish about 20, 25 kids at a time. 15 works real well. And I've been doing these, followed along with my dad. I went to the World's Fair in 1964 in New York City. I was 11 years old. And they had three different trout fishing places there. So, yeah, rode to New York in a 1956 International truck. And it was an interesting experience. So, but doing these trout ponds, this was like 32 years or something like that for the fishing fair that we've been up there. And these kids have a good time. We'll probably fish 800 to 1,100 children on Saturday. And I'll bring up about 600-700 trout. And they actually clean them for them and cook them for them up there. They've got a cleaning station. There's so many points of interest. But I get, and we have to ice the water because the water needs to be in the 50s. So we like to ice it down to 50, 52, 55. And it takes about 2,000 pounds of ice. We put that in about 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. Then we put the trout in on opening day, which will be Saturday the 10th.
Yeah. See, that's what I recommend to my people that own pools, my friends that own pools. Go up to, you know, the gas station and get blocks of ice and put it in your pool, even if it's a redneck above ground pool that you bought at the farm store. That's what I do. But back to the Crystal Lake Fisheries Family Trout Farm, is it open to the public or is it just for doing shows and stuff like that?
We're not open to the public. I'll do kindergarten tours, agriculture tours. A lot of times
Wonderful.
We'll have Farm Bureau comes out and they'll come out and do a visit with us. We'll have ag teachers, FFA tours. Sometimes it'll be a project. My son did an FFA project in aquaculture. We just do the rainbow trout. Now, there's other species of aquaculture things that you can do. But the spring's 59 degrees, and that's ideal for raising rainbow trout. And so we just specialize in just, we have our own brood stock, we take our eggs, and we actually have a lighthouse where we give 18 hours of daylight so we can take eggs twice a year. So wow. So we do a fall spawn around, you know, November and December, and then we do 6 months later a spring spawn, and that lets us bring the trout on. Popular sizes, 3 to the pound, half pound trout, 8 to 10 inches will be about a half a pound, and then in 3/4 of a pound to 1.25 pounds. We'll also raise up some 4, 5, 6, 7 pounders, sometimes into special aquariums and outdoor, like these stores, and they'll have the big aquarium and they want some trout.
Yeah.
So we can specialize and we can take them. We can go all the way down to San Antonio and put them into the store. Just take the pickup and put 10 great, big, beautiful 2 to 5 pound trout in it. And with a little bit of mileage and a skilled driver, you just show up with the fish.
Wow.
And put them in there.
Yeah.
So, but basically a sport fish. Now, I also have a place called Mountain Springs Trout Park between Branson and Springfield. And there, people just pay by the pound. It's the old fashioned. I've had it 40 years. My buddy from first day of first grade and I own it together. And we've got a manager. We sold him part of it. I said, if you're going to live on this and let people fish and you're going to live here, you just need to own part of it. And we just had a busy, busy weekend. But there, we'll actually clean the fish. And it's just simple. Just with a little 2-acre spring fed fishing pool, and you catch the trout, pay by the pound, we clean them for you. If you want them to get filleted and take the pin bones out, we can do that. And then you take them home and eat them. And
wow.
Everybody goes, oh, this, we'll have fly fishing clubs that'll come down. Husband and wife teams will come down, and we'll let them do some catch and release. You just charge them by the hour. And then they go out and they fish in the streams and they go, oh, I've got a new fly rod. Oh, I tied this fly myself. And you know, you have a good time with it.
Oh, bet you
and
do.
I think we kind of get that kick. If you're out in the outdoors and you're fishing, there's going to be moments that you kind of catch yourself going, I like this. I needed this. This is good for me.
What's the name of the farm again where people can go fish there, Dave?
Mountain Springs Trout Park, Highlandville,
okay.
Missouri.
Okay.
About 15 minutes south of Springfield and about 25 minutes north of Silver Dollar City.
Okay. All right. That's good to know. I'm sure a lot of people are interested in that who might not have heard about it. We're talking about to Dave, and one reason he brought up there a minute ago, the Family Fishing Fair that's coming up next Saturday, June 10th, at the Two Rivers Family Fishing Fair that's going to be over at Pere Marquette State Park near Grafton there on the River Road. It's going to be going on from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you'll be able to see the pond that he's talking about bringing up here, the pool, and the kids will be able to fish in there and even eat what they catch, which I think is just fantastic. Dave, here's my question as somebody who's certainly caught trout over the years. I've even gone up to Glacier National Park and done a little bit of fly fishing up there. How well do your trout adapt to natural environments? I mean, if they're farm raised, can they just be dumped in a river and they'll naturally know what to do to find food and everything?
Water temperature is critical. We can go into a lake. You know, you can do a few hundred pounds per acre. So if you've got a 3-acre lake or so, you can put, 400 or 500 pounds of trout into that, and there'll be enough oxygen exchange on the surface that you can do it. But you're going to need to be in the low 60s, 62, 64. That works pretty good. They say 72 to 74 degrees, and trout, just they're done. It's just too warm. The warmer water doesn't hold enough parts per million of oxygen, and they go. They're cold water fish. So in the wintertime, we can go a little bit farther south with the fish. We went down into some parishes in Louisiana almost all the way to the Gulf.
Wow.
they said we've only got like 4 or 5 weeks that the water's cool enough. And then the biologist calls up and he says, bring him. We're good to go. and then we can shoot down there and stock them, and then they go, okay, we're going to fish. And then they get about a 75, 80% catch back. So if you put 1,000 trout into your pond or your stream, you've got a good shot at catching about, you know, most of them back.
Wow.
Streams that are flowing, that works good too. That's excellent. That's what they really love, because that trout move all the time. If they're in a pond, they're going to be swimming all the time. You'll have a school of fish, and they'll be going in a circle, and they'll just swim through that pond because that gets the water going over their gills, so they can get the oxygen out of the water. They can't just stay stationary. So that's why there are stream fish, but they'll work just fine in a pond. So I know here that for the last few years, there's been some instances where there would be families at a picnic table all by themselves, and there'd be four or five of them or six of them, and then they'd be fishing. There'd be another picnic table over to the side. There'd be another family fishing. They don't want to get too close to people, but they can go out there and they can fish in the open air and catch the trout, and it's just like, wow, just loving it, having a good time. And, you know, we feed an expensive feed. It's like $1 a pound for this feed, but it's awesome. And it's got all the, you know, magical nutrients that you need, all the micronutrients that you need for the growth, and then the flavor of the farm-raised trout. It's wonderful. People work really hard with the farm-raised fish to get the best quality feed. And there's been the feed. When I was young, it was fair, but I've watched that over the years just get to be fantastic. You know, the nutritionists have just been able to balance it out and blend it in. And we get the semis come down our dirt road. At the end of the paved road, turn left are the directions to my house and the trout farm.
Right.
I love that.
We are talking to Dave Emerson. He's the vice president of Crystal Lakes Fisheries Family Trout Farm in Douglas County, Missouri. And, you know, we've gone all this time talking with you, Dave, and you did not know that Mark Cox's nickname is Big Fish from his childhood. And so I want to ask this question. In all of the fish that you guys have raised with your family farm, this passion of your life, have you had any freak things, two-headed fish, albino rainbow trout, anything like any giant fish, you know, freaks of nature, anything like that?
A couple of colors. We had a tiger, some marks that were kind of golden, and it looked like, you know, I said, man, is that like a tiger trout, or what in the world is that? No, there is a tiger trout, and it has to be bred a certain, but it had these gold colors. So I was at a fish meeting, and, you know, over a cup of coffee at a fish meeting, you can find out a lot of interesting things. And it's like, hey, really? And this guy goes, he says, yeah, you can breed towards that or away from it. It's a male, isn't it? And I said, yeah, how'd you know that? He said, I've seen it, I've done it. So we bred that so we get golden rainbow trout. So we can mix a few golden, and we keep them separate. But they handle, the birds kind of chase them pretty hard, and the otters will get after them because they're golden, but they're really pretty. And if you have one or two in a school of 50 trout going around, you can see those in the river. I've had guides come up to me and say, my customers wanted to try to catch that golden trout, and they caught 15 trout while they were trying to catch that golden.
That's like Willy Wonka's golden ticket deal, man.
So those we can get babies out of. Now there's a blue trout, and it doesn't reproduce, but we'll get, you know, and we'll hatch out. It takes about 2 million eggs to get a million trout, and we'll do a little over a million fish a year. So, but in about every 100,000 fish, there'll be one little bitty, you know, 7/8 of an inch long blue trout, and then we'll just kind of watch them and let them go, and you know, they're, so we'll only have 4 or 5 or 8 or 10 of them on the farm, you know, but that blue trout, every once in a while you get to see it. We still haven't really ever figured out where the blue trout comes from.
Where it comes from, wow.
And but they don't have any babies, and you just see one once in a while. So that would be the coolest thing that we see. But the thing that we can actually market and use is the golden rainbow trout. But you only just want a few of those.
You've told us things I never knew about trout today. That's fantastic. Dave Emerson, listen, thank you for your time. Thanks for what you do. And I'm sure you're going to see a lot of our listeners up at the Two Rivers Family Fishing Fair, Saturday, June 10th, 10 to 4 at Pere Marquette State Park near Grafton. Thank you, Dave.
Super, gentlemen.
Yep, we'll talk. We'll talk again. Great getting him on here. That's fantastic.
That's cool. I mean, could you imagine your whole life around that? What if you had a kid and they didn't want to come up in the business? It's like no. You don't have a choice.
Well, I'm sure it's probably profitable. I mean, just think how many people around the country need to get their lakes stocked and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
It's a lot
awesome.
Of fun.
Good stuff, man.
Such good eating, too, to a trout. Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Even the big fish knows which fish are good to eat there. See, Bo?
All righty. You done? I'm
done.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Share the show with anybody that you think will enjoy Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. Have a great rest of your weekend. See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.